just the understanding. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you are giving us utterance, Lord, to say those things we believe are true. Lord, I pray for understanding. I pray that the word of God be received not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word which effectually works in us who believe. Thank you that today we receive understanding and utterance in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are continuing with our series, Faith to Live By. Praise the Lord. And Pastor Monica is the one who started sharing, and she shared on the subject, the spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I am doing part B of Faith to Live By, which is how to use your faith. Praise the Lord. And Pastor Monica, maybe to quote her, when she was sharing, one of the things she emphasized is that a believer has no faith problem. Praise the Lord. A believer has no faith problem. Amen. In Romans 1:16-17, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Praise the Lord. Actually, when the Bible says the just shall live by faith, it's not talking about the walk of faith. Praise the Lord. But it is rather talking about your existence. Praise the Lord. In fact, the NLT has a right rendering. Once again, let me still read in the NLT. "This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith, as the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life." Praise the Lord. It is through faith that a righteous person has life. Praise the Lord. And this scripture was quoted severally in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. And then in, I think, Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, "The just shall live by faith." Or, "The just is made alive by faith." Praise the Lord. Because, and here he's talking about righteousness. Praise the Lord. Righteousness by faith. Because you are dead. You were separated from the life of God. But once you had the gospel, praise the Lord, and you received the gospel, you were made alive. Praise the Lord. So it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Come, say, so I have the life of God. Praise the Lord. In fact, that's why I say you did not give your life to Christ, because you had nothing to give to Him, but rather you received the life of Christ. Praise the Lord. So the gospel does not demand faith. The gospel rather imparts faith. Praise the Lord. When you believe the gospel, faith comes to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. How did faith come? By hearing. Praise the Lord. In fact, what qualifies you to be an unbeliever or a believer is because of what you have heard and either received or reject. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So a believer has no faith problem. 2 Corinthians 4, let me just go over through those scriptures. 4:13, it says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. Praise the Lord. We. Apostle Paul is not saying, I am the only one who has that what? That faith. He's saying, we have the same. Say, we have the same spirit of faith. So we have the same spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. We possess. Praise the Lord. Say, I have faith. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:4 talks about we having one spirit. There is one body and one spirit, even as you've been called to one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one faith. Praise the Lord. Sorry, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Praise the Lord. So our faith is one. Amen. Our faith is the same. Amen. Titus 1:4. Titus, my true son, after the common. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So he calls it common faith. Amen. Same faith. One faith. Common faith. This faith is common among believers. Hallelujah. I don't have a young faith. Oh, you don't have a young what? You have the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20. Praise the Lord. You have the faith of Jesus Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I have the faith of God. So I have the faith of Christ. I do not have a young faith or a small faith. The faith I have received is the faith of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, a believer has no faith problem. Hallelujah. Let me also say this. A believer has no spirit problem. Hallelujah. Because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A believer also has no power problem. Because the same power that raised Christ from the dead is resident in you. Hallelujah. It is what? So you have no faith problem. You have no spirit problem. You have no power. Say, I am loaded with hyperbalo. You remember hyperbalo? The exceeding greatness. Amen. Hallelujah. Should start a restaurant called Shupabalo. Amen. Praise the Lord. The taste of the food is what? Beyond. Brother Salongo, receive that in the name of Jesus. Tana chitegira. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 3, verse 27. So, a believer has faith. Christianity is a discovery. Praise the Lord. Christianity is what? A discovery. Praise the Lord. You go into the Word of God and discover you. First of all, you discover the Lord. And in discovering the Lord Jesus Christ, you discover who? You. Praise the Lord. That's why Philemon says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ. Romans 3:27. Amen. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Praise the Lord. The last time I said that faith is a law. Praise the Lord. And a law is a principle that regulates. Praise the Lord. And many times, in fact, we follow laws. Isn't it so? When you go to your workplace, there is a way things what? There are things which are given to you to follow. Amen. In fact, they have even the code of what? Conduct. Amen. And everyone should go in that line. There is a way that door opens. Praise the Lord. So, even when it comes to faith, there is the law of faith is how faith works. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a way a phone works. Hallelujah. But the law of gravity. Last time, Brother Mino, you gave us which law? The law of what? Inertia. Hallelujah. We thank God for physics. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, there is a way faith works. Amen. Now, let me just mention something in James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 17. Talks about faith without works. Praise the Lord. And many people have misunderstood what James was saying there. Praise the Lord. He was not saying that you add works to your what? To your faith. Praise the Lord. Eh? You know, some people preach this when they are evangelizing. Praise the Lord. And sometimes it seems like someone has done what? Something to earn salvation. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead. Being alone. Hallelujah. You know, when I was in Bible school, there's a debate we did. I was doing a certificate. One group was, we are dealing something with doctrines. The doctrine of the Calvinism. Yeah? Calvinism. And then Arminianism. So Arminianism says you are saved, but you have to add what? Works. And then the Calvinists are saying what? Salvation is by grace what? Alone. You do what? Nothing. Ah! So I was on the side of Armenia. And you know, we'd get scriptures to back up our what? And one of the scriptures we brought out was this one. Hallelujah. Tubawa. I think that those days I was a CBCU. Chief Bible Quota. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse number 18, it says, "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." Now, the word works there is corresponding what? Action. Praise the Lord. It's talking about... Actually, let's go to verse 1. Let me just point out something. Works is talking about corresponding what? Action. Faith without action is dead. Praise the Lord. When he says dead, that word dead, it means it is ineffective. It is there, but it is what? It is inoperative. Now, this letter, first of all, was written to believers. Praise the Lord. Now, it starts with, my brethren. Brethren is what? Adelphos. We come from the same womb. Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Verse 2. For if there come unto you, unto your assembly, a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in veiled raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the geklo. Hallelujah. That is old English, but doesn't mean what you want. You know, these days things are getting spoiled. And say unto him, sit thou here in a good place. And say to the poor, stand thou here, or sit here under my footstool. Go ahead. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Go ahead. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? So, he's talking about that, you know, someone comes in, dressed poorly, and then you don't see him around. And then someone comes who is dressed well, and then you give them what? A front seat. It means that you're holding the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ in what? In vain. Praise the Lord. You're holding it in what? You have it, but it is what? In fact, you even tell, as you read on, someone comes in, he doesn't have what to eat, and you tell him, go and be what? Be warm. You know? That faith is what? Is ineffective. That's what James was talking about. It has no what? Corresponding action. You're not putting it to work. Praise the Lord. In fact, you will die with it. I mean, if I'm hungry, give me food. Praise the Lord. Don't pray over a need you can meet. Tell your neighbor. That is faith, which is what? It is dead. It is ineffective. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So, let's go back to our scripture in Mark chapter 11. Verse 13. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples had it. Praise the Lord. You know, I want you to notice, Jesus said to the fig tree, no man eat of you. Praise the Lord. Yeah? He did not say, oh God, I pray for that the fig tree will not bring what? Fruit. He did not say, by the grace of God, the fig tree will not bring what? Or if it be the will of God. He said, no man shall eat fruit of you. And his disciples, that is also very powerful. His disciples had. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 20, And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou castest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in thine heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, Jesus spoke to the fig tree a day before. Hallelujah. And his disciples heard. And they moved away. Now, in the morning, after Peter seeing the fig tree, remembered and says, Hey, Master, the fig tree you cast is withered from the roots. Praise the Lord. Jesus answered him and said, I did it by faith. Praise the Lord. Have faith in God. You know, we have seen that a believer has faith. In fact, you know, we are not going to tell you have faith in what? You have the faith of? Hallelujah. Now, how does the faith of God work? Praise the Lord. Now, in verse 23, it says, Whosoever. Who? You know, Jesus did not monopolize faith. He said, Whosoever. Whosoever has the faith of God. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be removed, be cast into the sea, and you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. Believing is passive there, but saying is what is consistent. The emphasis is on what? Saying. In fact, the word saying is three times in that, apart from what Jesus said. For verily I say to you, firstly omit that one, the one Jesus was saying, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he what? Praise the Lord. You believe that what you say. You know, do you know that sometimes you don't believe what we say? Huh? You say things, but you don't believe what you are. Hallelujah. And more especially, many times by that we take our words lightly. Amen. Sometimes we say, but we don't believe what we are. Hallelujah. Now, the mountain does not respond to faith in your heart. Yeah? It doesn't see faith in your what? A mountain. The mountain responds to the faith from your heart through your mouth. Hallelujah. It doesn't see faith in your heart. Ah. That is why when Jesus encountered the fig tree, he did not just look at it. Jesus spoke definite words. No man eat of you henceforth. And his disciples what? Heard it. Jesus did not whisper to the fig tree. He spoke to the fig tree. Praise the Lord. He spoke to that mountain. Amen. So, the mountain does not respond to faith in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, you don't just keep faith where? In your heart. It has to come through what? Faith needs a voice. Hallelujah. Faith needs what? I normally give this example. Just imagine you are in love with this girl. Hallelujah. When she passes by, your heart, you know, you are cut to heart. You are full of love. Hallelujah. Eh? You feel like, you feel goosebumps. Orutiko ngomezo ruchi, orutiko. Hallelujah. Full of what? But you never give expression to that love which is in your heart. Let me tell you, another will take your place. Hallelujah. You give expression to that what? To the love in your heart, in your heart. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we having the same spirit of what? Of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore what? I spoke. What? How we know what is in your heart by what you see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, you are full of love. Give it direction. Give it expression. Praise the Lord. You tell someone, I love you. I'll take care of you. I'll love you until Lake Victoria becomes dry. Hallelujah. A friend of mine told him one time, he told the lady that I love you. He says, where do you work? You know? Yeah, those are also legitimate what? They are not bad questions. They are legitimate questions. Praise the Lord. And say, my God shall supply. And I told him, where do you stay? He says, foxes have what? Holes. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his what? His head. The man told him, things were very bad by that time. By the time I proposed, things were very what? Says the Son of Man has nowhere to what? Now how will things be? First seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That pastor used to amaze me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we know what is in your heart by what you say. Christianity is called the Great Confession. Praise the Lord. Christianity is for talkers. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't talk anyhow. You talk what you believe. Amen. There are many believers who have believed certain things. But why those things are not manifesting is because we don't what? Say them. Hallelujah. Amen. Also, sometimes you can pray so much the Pauline revelation and you fear to say certain what? Certain things. Hallelujah. You may fear to say I am rich. You may sound it is what? Evil. You can be too spiritual and you fear what? Say I am rich. Hallelujah. Say I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, faith. Works through what? Works into places. Jesus is telling us, in our heart and our mouth. Praise the Lord. At salvation, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead, you are saved. So faith is to believe with your heart and speak with your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you know, many times there are times we set ourselves when we are believing God for something. You know? But just you're believing God for healing, and yet you're spending your time watching horror movies. First of all, it shows that you're not serious. You're believing God for what? But you're watching vampires. You'll become more sick because of what you are seeing and what you are hearing. Praise the Lord. When you believe in God for finances, don't talk about contentment. First get the money and then learn to be what? Content. Right now, if you tell me about contentment, I don't want to hear. I want a money. You talk about contentment after the man has what? Has come. Hallelujah. You know, there's this phrase I got, you know. Don't get the theology that suits your what? Your problems. Why are you not healed? You know, you give what? Excuses. Praise the Lord. Yet healing belongs to what? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, today I left home. I had some little man. And when I reached home, the budget swallowed them. And actually, I remained with what? With nothing. So I polished my what? My shoe. So, nalongo na ngamba, how are you going? I said, I'm going. Ngamba, bali ku stage ba inzoga no kontwala. I will jump on a border. Amen. So, the first border came and told him, I want to first reach the other shop. But I didn't have what? Nanga akali kankutwale mkusuleko wali kuchi? Kuduka. So I went. Phase number what? Number one. So immediately I stopped. Then our counselor, Tata Queen, Olagawa, Konze Gokomawa, Nanga Agwembuja Jokolachi, Jolaga, Nemugamba Nenda Chiwa to Rangako Saint Imbaga, Jangu to Gende, Nanga Gwembuja Wokomazu and Nendo Kukolachi, Okusula. That's how I what? I came, I think I am going. And I am the preacher. You know, when you are a preacher, you have no excuses. Yeah? Some of you miss because you have what? You are not the one at the what? At the driver's seat. But for me, I have to what? I have to show up, whether I like or whether what? In fact, I'm saying that if I don't go, I'm going to walk. But that is a short distance. In walking, what I'm worried about is my issue. Yes. You reach when you have a brown snake. on black. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you believe in God for something, stay in what? And let me also tell you this. Many times, when the moment you set yourself to believe God for something, that is when you see circumstances, what? Worsen. Has it ever happened to you? You know, Andrew Romack said, if you don't bump into the devil, it means you're going in the same direction with him. Means you're going in the same what? But you will bump into what? Hallelujah. But that is a sign that you are going in the right what? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, faith works in two places. In your heart and mouth. Praise the Lord. Now, Satan works in the realm of reasoning and logic. And many times, he wants to draw us into the what? The realm of what? Reasoning. Logic. How is it going to happen? Seeing, I know not a man. You know, when they told Mary, how? Seeing, I know not a man. He draws you in the realm of reasoning. Praise the Lord. But you need to what? To drag him from that arena of reasoning into the arena of faith. Praise the Lord. Thoughts will come. How? Where? Who? Yeah? When you believe in God for something, who? How? Where? Now, that is reasoning, logic. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you're speaking, I am blessed, yet your bank account has nothing. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then you begin to think about what you see. Amen. And if you're not careful, you will change your what? Your confession. Amen. And one of the things I've come to notice that many times we change our confessions because of the circumstances. You change. You're saying, my God shall supply today and tomorrow. Things become what? Amen. Jesus is a man who lived by his confessions. Praise the Lord. By the way, even that fig tree, Jesus must have kept what? Saying. He spoke to it and the fig tree appeared normal. As if nothing. Peter wasn't shocked at that very moment when Jesus spoke to the what? To the fig tree. Hey, master, the fig tree has dried now. No, it was the next day. But when did it dry? It dried the moment he spoke to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why in verse 23, he says, you keep on what? You keep on saying. Praise the Lord. You keep on saying. Amen. You rely on what the Word of God says. Amen. You know, I was hearing something that a pilot does not rely on his senses actually relies on his senses between 30 seconds and 59 seconds. You know? After that, you will rely on what? On the instruments. Praise the Lord. Doesn't rely on what? Amen. Your senses, they can be dangerous. Praise the Lord. But we have the sure word of prophecy. Hallelujah. So every time you feel like you are getting, you're relying on your senses, you come back to your instrument, which is faith. Praise the Lord. You keep saying it. But this scripture, Mark 11, 23 to 24, is a scripture which made Kenneth Hagin whole from his sick bed. He was sick for 16 months. Praise the Lord. And as he was reading the New Testament, he read Mark 11. And he believed Mark 11. Praise the Lord. And Kenneth Hagin could preach from Mark 11 for like 5 years. Praise the Lord. In fact, until they called this scripture, the scripture of Kenneth, what? They Haginized it. Praise the Lord. You shall have what you say. You know? I mean, he couldn't walk. But he kept on what? Saying. He said one time, there's a time he woke up from that sick bed. You know? When he was feeling weak. But he kept saying the word of God, I am well. I am healed. And he started what? Moving. Praise the Lord. Until he completely got off that sick bed. Praise the Lord. He was around 16. And he preached the gospel for 70 years in ministry. Praise the Lord. And many people, even up to now, they still say Kenneth Hagin is my father. Yes! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So, I said Satan wants to drag us in the arena of what? Of reasoning. But we must put our faith in the right place, in our hearts and in our mouth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So don't put your faith in your eyes. And let me tell you, these days, the eyes, we are presented with a lot of what? Huh? Things. Pastor Gordon said he doesn't watch news. Amen. For him, he doesn't what? Watch news, because he doesn't want to hear negative things. Praise the Lord. Of course, some people here, they watch the one which has no what? Dust. You know, our news in Uganda, I like the way they are called. There is Agatari Konfufu, Agabuti Kide, Gambuze, Amasenge J. You know? Like someone started the bus company, Pioneer. We are the what? And then another one brought Awakulachi and Nume. Praise the Lord. That you are not the only what? Bull. It's a Luganda. Awakule Nume to Wakule Mu. So, again, Mweta Pioneer and Enafotuchi, Awakulachi. Call yourself a bull. We are also what? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you don't use your what? Your eyes. Praise the Lord. The Bible says we do not walk by sight. We walk by faith. We don't walk by our sensory perception. Praise the Lord. Our senses, what we can see. You know, in most cases, by the way, when you say you are sick and they pray for you, do you know the next thing you keep what? You begin to touch what? Yourself. You begin to so much be what? Sensual. To touch. And let me tell you, many times you are healed, but because of what? Your mind. Because you still feel the what? The pain. You know? In your mind. Already, in your mind, you think you're not what? Healed. Rather than going, saying, I am well. They prayed for me a prayer and I received it and I am well in my body. Praise the Lord. But many times we do what? We are feeling. You know, Jesus healed a blind man. Do you know it was a progressive also healing? He laid hands on him and says, what do you see? He says, I see men like trees. And he says, come back again. He did it what? Praise the Lord. So, faith works in two. The number one reason for your mouth is not eating. It is not what? It is speaking the what? Just think about a scripture. Proverbs. Life and death is where? Eh? It's not with God. Life and death is not with what? It is where? In the power of your tongue. Eh? It is noisy. Do not say in thine heart, who shall ascend to heaven to bring Christ from what? Or who shall descend into the abyss? That is to raise him from the dead. But what saith it? The word is noisy. Where? And where? Which word? That if you shall what? Salvation is not very far. It is near you. Praise the Lord. It is not far-fetched. Hallelujah. Healing is not far-fetched. Prosperity is not far-fetched. It is nigh thee. In thy mouth and in thine heart. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, kabaka mwako. Someone sang that song. It is your mouth. Just imagine if you said the right things for 1 month. Do you know what can happen to you? First of all, you create a certain presence around what? Praise the Lord. One time, there's a time in life I felt I was beaten, battered, butchered, slaughtered. That is how I felt. Praise the Lord. So I said, what can I do? I remember my sister left a one room and I entered it. But I'm thinking, how am I going to what? To manage. In fact, that's how I felt. Amen. But I there's a time I got my Bible. I would read the Bible. I just sit. Of course, I would move out, but I feel like there is no help. You know? I got my Bible, I'd read it and say, you know? And I would speak to myself the word of God. Amen. And that season, I remember God took care of me. Miraculously. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, one of the things we need to learn is focus. Is what? Even in your confession, you need to be what? Focused. By saying the same thing today, tomorrow, 1 week, 2 weeks, without what? Wavering is very powerful. Amen. Actually, there's the scripture. Hebrews 4:14. Hebrews 4:14. Hebrews 4:14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed in the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold what? Fast our profession. Praise the Lord. Let us do what? Hold fast our profession. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Amina. For he is faithful that promise. Let us hold the profession of our faith without wavering. Amen. I told you Jesus lived by his confession, by what he said. Spoke to the fig tree. Every person Jesus healed, he spoke a word. Praise the Lord. Jesus said many things. He said, even about himself, I am the light of the world. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats of me, you know, and drinks of me shall have what? Life. I am the resurrection and the life. Praise the Lord. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. Jesus. In fact, one time they sent soldiers to go and arrest him. When they reached there, they said, we have never heard any man who speaks like this one. And the pharisees told him, are you also what? Have you also been converted? They sent soldiers. Never sanganga bakubayirimu. Praise the Lord. We've never seen a man who talks like this. Give me that scripture. John 7:46. John 7:46. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, the officers answered, never man spake like this man. Yeah? Gonzam. Praise the Lord. You know, when I say Gonzam, let's go to a Uganda matter called the Gonzaga Gonza. Well, in an introduction. So the spokesperson on the other side wasn't getting, you know, they use many figures of speech. So he wasn't understanding what he was saying. And told him, let's go to Namugongo. Told him, what is in Namugongo? Let's go to that Uganda matter called Gonzaga. What? What he was telling him, Gonza mu, chibuzo chikolachi? Chikaruba. We have never had anyone speak like this. The guards responded, Jesus. If Jesus can speak like that, what about you? So, we need to hold fast the profession of our faith without what? Without wavering. Praise the Lord. Now, doubt and fear will come in. They will always what? Come. By the way, if you see doubt, it means doubt cannot come without faith. Doubt comes in because you are believing. Fear. They will come. Praise the Lord. But they will die and burn if you do not what? Voice them out. Hallelujah. There's a scripture. It has knocked me. Matthew 6. They will die and burn. Matthew 6:32. I think it is the one. Father, we thank you for a very fast machine. 31. You need to speak to that machine. If that one is not working, speak a new one. You shall have what you? Hallelujah. 31. So, don't worry about these things. Doing what? Yeah? Don't worry about these things. Say. What shall we? Yeah? So, doubt, fear will die and burn if you don't what? Don't worry, saying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, faith, more especially our mouth. What have you been saying? You ask yourself that question. What have I been saying this week? Hallelujah. What do I keep what? Saying. Amen. What do I say about my marriage? What do I say about my husband? What do I say about men? What do I say about women? Some people say ridiculous what? Things. Abasajja bonna bayaye. All men are what? Pastor Godwin is not a moyai. Don't generalize things. Because you've been heartbroken. Doesn't mean that what? Isn't that so? You may say women are what? Don't all of them. Pastor Moni, you're a good woman. Hallelujah. By the way, even you need to speak to yourself that you're a good woman. Dorcas, you're a good woman. You say it to yourself. Hallelujah. I do good. People love to be around me. I don't cause strife. I'm not a quarrelsome woman. Hallelujah. You say to yourself, you shall have what you... So if you find yourself having, you know, being quarrelsome, you catch yourself at least. Hey, by the way, I'm not quarrelsome. Yeah. I have a sound mind. I think right. I speak right. I act right. You speak. Hallelujah. I bring joy to my husband. Hallelujah. I am my husband's delight. You speak. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I submit to my husband. I love my wife as Christ loved the church. You say. Praise the Lord. My children are blessed. You know, they are a joy to me. Praise the Lord. My children bring joy to me. Hallelujah. They have good friends. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say those things. They are preserved from sickness and disease. Every disease, germ or virus that touches them dies instantly. Hallelujah. Amen. My children will not be taken by peer pressure. You speak. Hallelujah. You are framing the course of their what? Their life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You keep what? But what does it cost me to say? Ask your neighbor, what does it cost you to say? Do you buy words? Are words very expensive? Are they fast? You are the first. You are your own prophet. By the way, let me tell you, even if they prophesy on you like how? They give you prophetic words. You know? They say you're going to be what? This. You're going to be that. But you don't what? Get hold of that what? That word. And you begin to speak it and affirm it to yourself. You may never see it. The first prophet to you is you. Hallelujah. If you come to me to bless you, what am I going to do? or to pray for you. I'm going to use what? Now, you will do yourself good if you begin to take your own what? Words and use it on you. The first prophet is what? Now, you know, we are very loaded with what? Power. You know, the problem is never power, but releasing that what? Even that one is not very what? Difficult. But many times we are distracted. Oh, we have allowed the world to what? Praise the Lord. You try for 2 months saying the right words, you will see. Ojakumbojita. Now, you know, sometimes the simple things. Eh? Believers like complicated what? Things. They want depth. Sometimes. You know, I had this man, Mukasambi, they said, when he stood for as good president at Makerere, he spoke for 20 minutes and they didn't understand what? Anything. And then they voted for him. You know, Mukasambi. You cannot you, the hobo, pejoratively hobo nobs, until the hobo hobos you. You can say something like that. So he said, I spoke for 20 what? And no one? And they voted for me. So he says, you confuse them, they will what? Vote for you. Hallelujah. You don't know even why you voted for him. But you are just what? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, your heart is the attitude of faith. Your mouth is the action of faith. Praise the Lord. Your heart is the attitude of what? Of faith. What you believe. Your convictions. And then your mouth is the action of faith. Hallelujah. So, God put faith in your heart. But it is you to put it on your what? On your mouth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, put your faith to work by speaking. Last time we saw David. Let me just re-echo still certain things about David. Praise the Lord. I love the way David spoke. Praise the Lord. And you know the Bible says he was a young man. Amen. Jeremiah, do not say I am young. Hallelujah. Do not what? 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 8. You know, this uncircumcised Philistine. 1 Samuel 17:8. Let's read together. And he stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. The next verse. If he be able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. Verse number 10. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man. You know, that's how he was talking. Give me a man that we may fight together. Verse number 11. when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly what? Afraid.
Omusajja yali tannafulumya na sasi n'erimu naye ng'akozesa ki? Words. They were afraid. They were dismayed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, verse number 20. We're going to read a few verses, some verses. It says, and David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took and went to Jesse and went as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for battle. Verse 23, and as he talked with them, behold, there came up a champion, the Philistine of Gath. Praise the Lord. Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistine, and spake according to the same what? And David heard them. You know, Goliath was consistent. 40 days, he's speaking the same. Israel is dismayed. He's afraid by his what? The Bible says he spake according to the same words. And David heard them. So whenever he would speak, they ran. Without using an intercontinental ballistic missile. IBM. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, in verse 26, so David what? Heard them. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this what? Uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of God. What shall be given to the man who kills this word? And Jacob is like the chichi, a chivumi. Nagamba, nay, ye the Philistine children, he said, it's a comedy. It's a new mediani. Everybody's a good way. Praise the Lord. Not that as buying certain things at the shop, as with Queen Andorea. And a man said certain something to my daughters. I told him, you say it once again, I will fire you. Because he was drunk. I said, you say it one more time, you're going to see what? Fire. And he walked away. Hallelujah. I looked him into the face like this. Say it. Kubarude. Hallelujah. The kids have done nothing. Because you are drunk. You want to what? I said, say it. Zake. That's how sometimes you need to look into the what? Praise the Lord. You know, Smith goes as one time, was telling a story about a certain woman. You know, he had a little dog. So she was going to catch what? A train. And then the little dog kept on what? Insisting. The dog wants to what? To go with her. And he says, honey, can you please what? Go back home? Honey? And she goes, as she's going, the little dog see what? Comes. Honey, can you please go back home? Oh, sweet yo. You know? And she goes and then the little dog what? So she was told and said, I have said, go back home! And the dog put her what? Tail down and then what? Ran back home. And then we go and says, that's how we need to deal with the devil. Hallelujah. You shout at him, get behind me, Satan. You know, when Jesus rebuked Peter, you think he just said, get behind me, Satan, Peter. He reprimanded him, get behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. David is saying, who is this what? Who is? You know when you say, Naya knew you. You're not saying it in what? Hani. Who did anger what which wambadi? Nechi what did you know? Eh? Cheitachi. What is this uncircumcised sickness which is defying my body and me? Eh? This uncircumcised lack. It is not part of what? It has no place in what? In me. Praise the Lord. Eh? Take a while. Rutwe. Hallelujah. Verse 31. And when the words were heard which David spake, and rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. Praise the Lord. Now, in verse 32, look at what David said. He said, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine. Brother Marino. Kakana. Brother Marino knows how to tell us. Gwe kakana, musumba kakana. Mukakane. Temukengenterwa meme. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let no man's heart fail because of what? Him. Thy servant will go and fight with what? The Philistine. And David said to Saul, verse 33, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but what? A youth. Udida stories are later. And he, a man of war from his what? Youth. Doesn't matter how big that situation is, or how experiential the person what? Is. David wasn't look at what? Goliath being a champion. Arwani de miaka atano. Kiwali, he has never gotten any defeat. Praise the Lord. Verse 34. And David said unto Saul, thy servant, namga kanso enkwe kubujulis. You know, sometimes there's a time where you need to pull out what? You know, some believers, something has just happened, you just fwa, you scatter. Testimonies. There's an opportunity, what? So he pulled out his sword and says, your servant used to what? And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of the mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has what? Defied the armies of the living God. Praise the Lord. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the mouth, the power of the lion, and out of the, what is that word? Power of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this uncircumcised, of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with you. You know, just imagine David just kept, you know the way he responded to Saul. He says, with confidence, I am able. Saul, you don't know what I have done in the secret. I have killed lions, I have killed bears. And this man is also bred for what? For me. I'm going to add him to my CV. Hallelujah. He was added to his what? His CV. Praise the Lord. Verse 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but what? A youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance.
And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cast David by his what? You know, the Philistine is talking. The devil is always what? But when the devil talks, David also what? You make sure you're not, he's not the last person to speak. You're the last person who should what? Speak and close the what? The case. Hallelujah. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. Now, verse 45. Then said what? So when after Goliath had finished speaking, then also David what? And then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day. Huh? This. Not tomorrow. Definite words. This orunako orwalero. The Lord. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from. I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day. This what? Chigwalero, gamba chigwalero. Unto the fowls of the air and unto the beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Praise the Lord. So, David spoke of smiting him and cutting off his what? But he had no sword in what? Now, in verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him, but there was no what? Sword in his what? In the hands of David. There was no what? Yet he spoke of what? What happened? His words made the sword available. After, you know, using a sling and hitting Goliath on his forehead, Goliath fell what? And then David went and got that very what? Sword. And cut off Goliath's what? Head. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I have power with words. So I have power with words. My words give direction to the power of God. My words work. The way they work in God's mouth is the way they work in my mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's how David killed what? Goliath. Goliath spoke, and David also kept on what? Speaking. He kept on what? Speaking. Praise the Lord. Things will talk to you, but you should also what? Respond. The Bible says, and Jesus answered to the fig tree, which means the fig tree spoke to what? To him. Praise the Lord. What is speaking to you? Hallelujah. You don't explain it. You don't talk about it. You speak to what? To it definite words. Like David. This day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have a big mouth. Say, I have a big mouth. Praise the Lord. Say, I have a big mouth. Because I have a big God. Say, I have a big mouth. Because I have a big God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have a big mouth. And God will back it up. Yeah? God will do what? So I have a big mouth. I speak like my father. I speak big. Praise the Lord. Do you know when it even comes to salvation, if you don't talk about it, it won't happen. Hallelujah. If it is healing, if you don't say be healed, you do know it won't happen. Praise the Lord. So faith answers to the what? To the challenges. Praise the Lord. Now, what I'm telling you is not that you don't know it. Praise the Lord. It is because you know it. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand up on our feet? You shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. The word is near you, in your heart, and in your mouth. The word of faith, which we preach, life and death, is in the power of your tongue. Why don't you raise up your voice right now, and you begin to speak certain things. Begin to speak certain things about you. Begin to speak certain things concerning your ministry. Begin to speak certain things concerning your family, concerning your spouse, your husband, your wife. Go ahead, go ahead. Come on, I want to hear you speak. I want to hear you speak. You know, speak until you hear yourself. Hear yourself speak. Hear yourself speak. All my needs are met. I call every need in my home supplied. I receive money in dollars. I receive money in pounds. In the name of Jesus, financial opportunities come towards me. Money-making ideas come towards me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am blessed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say. Come on, go ahead and say. Say those things you want to say. Say what you want to see. Say what you want to see. Do not pray in tongues. Just say, 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 say. Oh, Father, I thank you.